Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 14th, 2014, Barbadians were alerted to a rare opportunity to visit the historic Clifton Hall Plantation as part of the Barbados National Trust open house season. The island is well known for its magnificent great houses that include Farley Hill, St. Nicholas Abbey, and Drax Hall, to name a few. But the advertisement in the Barbados Advocate on this day gave many the opportunity to experience the grandeur of an iconic St. John Great House and a chance to hear the stories of those who lived and worked there. Located west of St. John's Parish Church on over 300 acres of prime agricultural land, Clifton Hall was built by Ferdinand Palaeologus, likely one of the last descendants of the Byzantine imperial family. Arriving in Barbados in the 1640s, he quickly joined the cotton and sugar elite and served as church warden and member of the St. John Vestry. He named his plantation Clifton Hall after a place in Cornwall, England, his birthplace. After Palaeologus' death, Clifton Hall was acquired by Thomas Rouse and his family, and they owned the plantation until 1810, when General Robert Haynes bought it for £35,350 in 1810. Haynes, also a commanding general of the militia, who fought against Butler's forces in 1816, used 220 enslaved people on his plantation in 1817, 123 females and 97 males. By 1832, the number had increased to 280, and they were tasked with the cultivation of sugarcane aimed at the production of sugar, rum, and molasses. The Great House was severely damaged in the Great Hurricane of 1831 and rebuilt afterwards using enslaved labor. Haynes noted in his diary that the 1831 hurricane had done more injury to the dwelling houses, mills, churches in 1 hour and a half than the one of 1780 accomplished in 15 hours. By the 1970s, Clifton Hall was bought by Peter Morgan, who was at one stage Minister of Tourism in the Attleboro government and later the island's High Commission to Canada. Prime Minister Barrow was said to be a frequent visitor to Clifton Hall. The Great House was fully restored after 2009 by the Scottish-born lawyer and football agent Massimo Franchi, and it is now a premier attraction for dinners, retreats, weddings, tours, and accommodation. The advertisement issued by the National Trust on this day in 2014 was a call for Barbadians to visit one of the large great houses in St. John to connect with its history, heritage, and culture.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.